If I get to be king, they should be voting in Wisconsin today. And Steve, I don't think they're voting in Wisconsin today, right? At least not in person?
Yeah, no, they are, John.
Oh, I thought they said they were going to vote today.
It went back and forth. Ryan Burrow's been up there this morning. And
shame on me. I've been hearing his reports at only half.
No, it went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court failed to extend, Ryan knows the deals better than me, but failed to extend even the mail-in process.
Wow.
So it's they're voting in person, and people are, you know, some people standing for an hour, hour and a half to wait to vote.
On a phone line is Patrick Marley, the state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm glad you're there. Our Ryan Burrow is too. And Patrick, you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Have you been out canvassing the canvassees? Where have you been reporting from, and what are you hearing?
So far, I've just been from my home. It's going to be a long haul here, so I'll be out of the polls a little later. You can be forgiven for being confused. It's been a pretty chaotic 24 hours since we last talked. The governor issued an executive order yesterday to cancel the vote. The Republicans in the state legislature sued him and very quickly got to the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court said the governor didn't have the authority to cancel the vote, and so then reestablished today as a day to have voting despite coronavirus. And then there was a second ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court in a sort of related matter over how absentee ballots were handled. And the U.S. Supreme Court said that absentee ballots have to be either back in the hands of clerks by today or postmarked by today. That is a real concern for some voters because there are seemingly thousands of people who have requested absentee ballots by the deadline, which was last Friday, but haven't yet received them. Obviously, they cannot return them to clerks by the end of the day.
There was a plan, right? There was a plan that they would have the in-person voting, but then greatly extend the absentee time period to encourage people to do that. And that's what was taken away?
What happened was there have been six lawsuits over voting in Wisconsin in this election. In one of them, there was a federal judge who said he saw the delay that was happening in the massive shift to absentee ballots, and so he said there would be in-person voting on the 7th today, but people would have up until the 13th to return absentee ballots. They would have had to have requested them by last week and then get them back to clerks by the 13th. And even could, you know, not cast their ballot, not send it in until the 12th or the 13th. What the Supreme Court said is no, the deadline is the 7th. You can still have some time for it to get to the clerks, but it has to be postmarked by the 7th.
I guess rules are rules. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what's fair and what's important here. And I think at the end of the day, the purpose of an election is to reveal the will of the people. Now, these people knew that the virus was out there. And if they wanted to vote, they should have taken measures to vote in accordance with the law. I mean, I understand that. But I also understand the need for some flexibility here.
Right. I mean, I'll give you an example. I just spoke with a man from Oshkosh. He requested his absentee ballot on March 20th. He was told it was mailed on March 22nd. Now, this is mail going within one city, right? It's going from City Hall to his house in the same city.
2 weeks ago.
It is now April 7th. 2 weeks ago. He has not received his ballot. He followed up on it a number of times. He checks in with his clerk on Friday, I believe, maybe Thursday. She said, I've gotten 100 calls from people in a similar situation. I don't know if you'll get your ballot on time. His mail hadn't arrived today, but when I spoke to him less than an hour ago, it hadn't arrived for him and his wife. They're both in their 60s. They have some health issues, so they're very concerned about staying at home, regular voters. And now he says they're faced with an extremely difficult choice. Do you risk your health and go to the polls, or do you sit this one out and give up the opportunity to vote that's a guaranteed right?
They're voting in Wisconsin today for the mayor of Milwaukee. Not everybody, but Milwaukeeans are. Obviously, the state Supreme Court justice is a burning issue for a lot of you, as well as local races. This is a more consequential, if you will, election in Wisconsin than, say, the primary was in Chicago and Illinois that we had a few weeks ago. What are you hearing, then, last question, about the people that are going out? As Steve said, he's hearing, our Ryan Burrow's up there, that folks are standing, I guess, as socially distanced as they can in lines, huh?
Yes, so it looks like the lines are long because there's fewer polling places. So I think fewer people are going out to vote because so many have voted by mail, but there's more people per polling site. In Milwaukee, normally we have 180 voting sites. This time we have 5. So
wow.
You can imagine the lines are longer.
Wow.
And they're also much longer because you have to have 6 feet between each voter.
yeah.
And so, it's going to be a very unusual election. There's plexiglass up. There's poll workers in masks. So it's not what you're used to seeing.
People going to sue after the votes are finally counted? Boy, if it's a close vote on any of these things, I'll bet this is going to go back to the courts.
Yes. Yeah, so the federal judge who heard the case did say, that he, in his case, he wouldn't postpone the election. But he did tell those who brought the lawsuit, and this was brought by Democrats, a group called Souls in the Polls, an immigrant rights group, a number of voter mobilization organizations. He told them, if you see problems with this election, you can come right back to me. Obviously, there's going to be a huge concern about low turnout overall. The groups that were suing were concerned particularly about minority turnout being lower than usual. They, in general, have less access to digital devices and online processes they could use to request ballots. So, yeah, I think we'll see more litigation. That's probably likely.
Nice to talk to you again. Good luck up there. Stay well, stay healthy. Keep reporting, Patrick Marley. We appreciate your help in Chicago.
Hey, thanks so much.
He is the state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.